إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in his Quran, remember me, فاذكروني, remember me. And this is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all forms of remembrances and all forms of acts of worship, with the actions and the worship of the heart, and the actions and the worship of the tongue, and the actions and the worship of the limbs. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, فاذكروني, remember me, أذكركم, and I will remember you. Remember me and I will remember you. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and be grateful and be thankful to me, and do not turn away in disbelief, and do not be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse in the Quran is one of the verses that encourage a believer to submit himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Because if we want Allah Jalla wa Ala to remember us, and we want Allah Jalla wa Ala to be in our aid and assistance, and we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be there for us when we are in need, then we will remember Him continuously subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very powerful statement of Allah Jalla wa Ala, because as human beings, we are weak. We are incapable of doing anything other than by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need Allah Jalla wa Ala to even be able to worship Him. We need Him to be able to breathe and stand and walk. We need Him to be able to do anything. So He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that remember me and I will remember you. And this is similar to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach children, and from them Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا غُلَام إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ بِكَلِمَاتِ, that, oh young boy, I'm going to teach you some words. احفظ الله يحفظك, guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning guard His commands and His prohibitions. يحفظك, He will guard you. Guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His commands and His prohibitions, and He will guard you, He will protect you subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you want Allah jalla wa ala to be with you, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, if you want Allah jalla wa ala to be in your aid, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow you to overcome the trials and the challenges of this world and the next, then remember Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you remember Him, the more He will remember you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers anyone from this creation, then no one will be able to harm him. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the first of you and the last of you, and the man from you and the jinn from you, or if all of you, the first and last of you, were to gather together to harm someone, they will not be able to harm them if Allah Jalla wa Ala willed otherwise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. No matter what problem you are going through, whether it is a problem to do with your health or your mental state or your body or your life or your family, any problem you are going through, if Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to put an end to that problem, He would put an end to it. If Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to make it easy for you to overcome that problem, He will make it easy for you. If Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to make you go through that problem without you even feeling it is a trial, He can do this, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, because no one can prevent Him from doing anything, Jalla wa Ala. And all of this goes back to the statement of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that remember me and I will remember you. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and be grateful to me. And do not be ungrateful, and do not be disobedient, and do not turn away in disbelief to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala, also when He addresses the believers, He commands them and He tells them to frequently remember Him, to frequently submit themselves to Him. It's not enough for a believer to say, I'm just going to turn to Allah Jalla wa Ala once in the day. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to see this relationship build. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to see our hearts attached to Him. So He said in the Quran, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, udhkurullaha dhikran kathira, that remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala plentifully. Remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continuously. Remember Allah Jalla wa Ala throughout the day and night. This is what He wants, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ta'arraf ila Allahi fi ar-rakha ya'rifka fi shidda, that know Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, know Him in times of ease and He will know you in times of adversity and hardship. Know Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in times of ease, in a time when you are comfortable, when you have good health, when you have wealth, when your family are with you, when there is nothing bothering you or harming you. Remember Allah Jalla wa Ala at that time. And when everything becomes so severe upon you, He will remember you at that time. Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is how we build our relationship with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Remembering Him day and night. Remembering Him in times of ease and times of hardship. Remembering Him throughout our lives. And then He, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, will remember us, Jalla wa Ala. We also find in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah. And this man, what was his aim? This man had seen the other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worship Allah Jalla wa Ala. Worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with different acts of ibadah. Worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with voluntary fasts. Worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with voluntary charity, with voluntary salah. So many different voluntary acts. He saw the different sahaba worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala like this. So he thought to himself, can I be better than them? Is there anything that is so beloved to Allah that if I were to do this action, it's like I have done everything? So he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, Inna shara'i' al-Islami qad kathurat alayna. The things that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has legislated, they are too many. They are too many. What should I do from these voluntary acts? They are so many. And this is the question that many of us ask, that what can I do that will be so beloved to Allah that will push me to the front of the line? So he's saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna shara'i' al-Islami qad kathurat alayna. The things that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has legislated are too many for us to do. فَبَابٌ نَتَمَسَّكُ بِهِ جَامِعٌ. Is there anything that if I were to do, any door, any action, that if I were to go through, or if I were to hold on to, it is as if I have done everything. Is there anything that if I were to do, it will be as if I have done everything? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله عز وجل. As long as your tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Something that every human being is able to do. As long as your tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, means your tongue doesn't become dry of His remembrance, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Your tongue doesn't stop moving. Your tongue continuously glorifies, magnifies, and praises Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala day and night. Every opportunity you find to praise Him, you praise Him. Every opportunity you find to glorify Him, you glorify Him. Every opportunity you find to become closer to Him, you take those steps and you become closer to Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is the believer that will be at the forefront. This is the believer who has won and conquered the challenge of this world. This is the believer who would have Allah Jalla wa Ala remember him day and night, while he is alive, when he is in his grave, and when he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the believer who will be successful in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as our tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars of Al-Islam, when they comment on this narration and narrations which are similar to this, they say the tongue of a human being is something that will not become tired. It will not become tired. Your limbs will become tired. You can walk for an hour or 2 hours or three, and then you need to rest. Your body becomes tired. But just move your tongue in saying Subhanallah. Move your tongue in saying Alhamdulillah. Move your tongue in saying Allahu Akbar or La ilaha illallah, or any of these remembrances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Or move your tongue in reciting the Quran and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your tongue will not become tired. Your body may become tired, but your tongue will not become tired. And in fact, when the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiyallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a slave, it was becoming difficult for her to work. She said her hands were becoming tired. She asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a slave. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat her down. And he said, I have something which is better for you than a slave. Something that will assist you more. Something that will give you more strength. Because she wanted to rest. So the slave will do the work. So she will regain her strength. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, I have something that will bring you more strength than a slave. Say Subhanallah 33 times. Say Alhamdulillah 33 times. Say Allahu Akbar 34 times. Meaning glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will increase you in strength, increase you in might, increase you in power. And some of the scholars of Islam, they used to try this. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, I used to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I used to do things in my daily life and my routine. And then when I used to become tired and I needed to sleep, I would start to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the intention to regain strength, and I would have strength again. So his student Ibn al-Qayyim said, when I saw Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, I saw that his routine was, he would do dhikr of Allah, remember Allah, only to get strength so he can remember Allah again. That became his pattern, his circle, that he would remember Allah only to become stronger to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. And he wouldn't become tired. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the instructions that this is better for you than a slave. This will give you strength. And this is the power of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you remember him, he will remember you subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون الله سبحانه وتعالى He said remember me and I will remember you and be grateful to me and do not turn away in disbelief or do not turn away ungrateful to him سبحانه وتعالى. This remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, this could be the difference between our Jannah and our Jahannam. The paradise that we find in the hereafter or the hellfire. Or this could be the difference between our ranks in paradise, in Jannah. Maybe this Subhanallah that you say, or Allahu Akbar that you say, or La ilaha illallah that you say, this could be the deed that differentiates between you from being from the people of paradise and the people of the hellfire. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, when he spoke about doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, if anyone ever wants to complete their iman, they want to complete their perfection of their religion, then they cannot do this other than by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by moving their lips in his remembrance. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the different stages, then he was asked about perfection in religion. What was his definition of perfection? When he was asked, tell me about perfection, ihsan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a definition. He said, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you worship Allah as if you could see him. And if you could not see him, then know that he sees you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is his definition of perfection. This is his definition of a Muslim reaching the highest point of his iman. You worship Allah as if you could see him. So Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, no one would be able to reach this level of iman other than the one who continuously moves his tongue and his lips in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this hadith even mean? That you worship Allah as if you could see him. Let us assume, and obviously we cannot see Allah Jalla wa'ala on this earth, but Allah Jalla wa'ala would allow the believers to see him in the hereafter, as he mentions in many places in his Quran, and even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he mentions it in so many ahadith, like the Sahaba, they had that desire to see Allah Jalla wa'ala. So they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Are we going to see our Lord on Yawm al-Qiyamah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you have difficulty in seeing the full moon on a clear night? They said, no. Then he said, you will see your Lord like this. Meaning you will see him clearly on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So how do you worship him as if you could see him in this world? If a person was able to see Allah Jalla wa'ala, would he ever make any mistakes in his ibadah? We know that Allah Jalla wa'ala would hold, he would hold the earth, he would grasp the earth on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He would roll up the heavens in his right hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, where are the kings of this earth? When you see Allah Jalla wa'ala, you have this love, but you have this fear. When you see Allah Jalla wa'ala's might and greatness, everyone will shake and tremble when they know that Allah Jalla wa'ala is there. So if you could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would mean your act of worship and your level of worship would be perfect. There would be no deficiency in your salah. Your mind will be focused because you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your mind will never wander away. Your tongue would never cease remembering him because you could see him. And if you could see his greatness, you would never stop praising him and glorifying him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of being able to see Allah Jalla wa'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are worshipping Allah as if you could see him. When you could see the greatness of Allah, you would never sin. It would never even cross your mind and your heart to sin. Your level of worship would be the most perfect level, and there will be no room at all for deficiency and sin. This is perfection. So this is the meaning that you would worship Allah as if you could see him. So a person that remembers Allah with his tongue day and night, he's walking outside, all he's doing is saying, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. He's sitting in the bus, he's sitting in the car, he's sitting in the train. He's reciting Quran, he's making dua, he's just moving his tongue continuously throughout the day, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's sitting down on his bed, or he's laying down, and he's just doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. The Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says in the Quran, they are the ones who remember Allah when they are standing, when they are sitting, when they are lying on their sides. This is the believer. So Ibn al-Qayyim said, no one would reach this level of perfection unless he moves his tongue with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we want to achieve. The Muslim doesn't want to achieve the lowest part of Jannah. Let's just get into Jannah. Doesn't matter how we get in, we just get in. No. This is not what we want. We want to be up there with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to be there at the forefront, seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our neighbor, the other anbiya, the prophets as our neighbors, the companions like Abu Bakr and Umar as our neighbors. This is where we want to be in Jannah. We want to be at the front. We want to be with the greatest people in Jannah. We want to be with those who actualize and perfect ihsan, the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our ibadah. This is what we want, and the way we would achieve this after Allah Jalla wa'ala's help and assistance is by moving our tongues constantly with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we stand in front of Allah Jalla wa'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring the scales of justice. As he says in the Quran, he would bring the scales of justice. And the scales of justice have two sides. One for your good deeds and one for your bad deeds. And the scales of justice will weigh our deeds. It will weigh our scrolls. It will even weigh our bodies, that we will be made to stand on top of the scales. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, a man rajulun azeemun sameen, a man who is large and mighty. He will stand on the scale on Yawm al-Qiyamah, la yazinu inda Allahi janaha ba'udha. He will not even weigh the wing of a mosquito. So Allah Jalla wa'ala would weigh the person. He would weigh his scrolls. He would weigh his deeds. He would place him on those scales. Imagine on Yawm al-Qiyamah, if we were to stand on those scales and we found all we needed was to say Subhanallah one more time for our good side to be heavier. All we needed was one more deed, was one more action, was one more statement. That's all we needed to go into Jannah. But we never did this. We didn't say that Subhanallah that we needed. We didn't say La ilallah that we needed. We didn't recite that one verse in the Quran that we needed to have our good deeds outweigh our sins. How do we feel on that day? And Allah Jalla wa'ala tells us about the people on that day. أَنْتَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ. That people will say on that day, like in great regret, what have I done when it came to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What did I do? Why did I waste my time? Why did I waste this life that Allah Jalla wa'ala gave me, this one chance I have to enter Jannah? I wasted it. I could have said Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah and La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar. I could have recited Quran. I could have done so many good things, but I wasted it. And the disbelievers on that day would ask Allah Jalla wa'ala, oh Allah, please, please Allah, let me just go back to this world. Because they have seen the truth. They have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment in front of them. They would say, oh Allah, please, just let me go back to the world and I promise you I will not do anything wrong. I promise you that I would be upright and worship you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know that they are lying. He says, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. If they were to go back to the earth, they would do exactly what they were prohibited to do. And they are liars. It's like the one who is unsincere. He says, oh Allah, I ask for your forgiveness. I promise you I won't do that sin again. What happens? 2 days go by, a week goes by, a month goes by, and you fall into the same sin again. And this is the reality of the human being. This iman that we need, this remembrance of Allah is what strengthens this iman. It strengthens our taqwa, our barrier between us and sins and Allah Jalla wa'ala's punishment. And this will allow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this will enable Allah Jalla wa'ala to assist us in staying away from that which displeases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters in al-Islam, let us take this advice that we find in the Kitab and Sunnah. The Kitab of Allah Jalla wa'ala that commands us to remember Him frequently, and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that reminds us about the virtues of this remembrance. And I would conclude with a hadith Qudsi. And a hadith Qudsi is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is not Quran. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. I am just as my slave thinks I am. If we think Allah will be the merciful one with us, He will be merciful. If we think He will be in our aid and assistance, He will be in our aid and assistance. If we think good of Him, He will be like that. But if we think that He will not help us, He will not help us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am just as my slave thinks of me. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. And I am with Him if He remembers me. I am with Him if He remembers me. You want His aid and His assistance. You want Allah Jalla wa'ala to take care of you. He says, I am with my slave if He remembers me. And Allah Jalla wa'ala does not lie. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not break His promise. He said, I am with my slave if He remembers me. Then He continued. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِن ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. If He remembers me alone, if He remembers me by Himself, I will remember Him by myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not telling the angels about what you are doing. So on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when you will stand there and all of these remembrances will be brought in front, the angels will be shocked. This person worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. Allah will hide it even from the angels on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He remembers me alone by Himself, away from everyone, Allah would remember you by Himself. Imagine Allah Jalla wa'ala remembering us by Himself. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He said, وَإِن ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْهُمْ. And if He remembered me in a gathering, that we are sitting in a gathering and we are speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His greatness, and we are praising Him and glorifying Him and learning about Him and His religion, He says, I will remember Him in a gathering which is better than His gathering, which is the gathering of the angels. That if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the gathering of the human beings, Allah will mention us in the gathering of the angels. Who are we for Allah to mention us? But He will mention us in the gathering of the angels. And this hadith is muttafaqun alayhi, Sunan al-Bukhari and Muslim. The highest level of authenticity. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that Allah Jalla wa'ala has said this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the slaves when they remember Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers us alone. Within Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we remember Him alone. As An-Nawawi said, rahimahullah, this is the highest level. Because He hasn't even mentioned it to the angels. He's kept this a secret from Him that He will inform them about in Yawm al-Qiyamah. What does this encourage us to do, brothers and sisters? It only encourages us to remember Him more and more and more. To remember Him in public, to remember Him in private, to remember Him in our gatherings, to remember Him when we are alone, to remember Him when we are standing, to remember Him when we are sitting, to remember Him when we are laying on our sides. This is the believer, and this is the one who perfects his iman and reaches the level of ihsan, perfection in his religion. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who perfect their iman, to make us from those who perfect their religion, to make us from those who are from the muhsineen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our good deeds and to remove all of our sins and expiate them all. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to enter the highest Jannah without punishment and reckoning. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Iman and Tawheed, to make us from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest Jannah, and to honor us and allow us to see the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the highest Jannah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في فلسطين وفي غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا